Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Going at we have ESPN on the background here. And like Antonio Brown might be talking to the Seahawks. He's a mess, but he's a hell of a receiver. Yeah, so we'll see what happens there.
Saw in the scroll they had a quote from somebody that said, good luck, he's a different kind of different.
Oh, we know that. I knew that. But he's a game changer when he wants to play the game.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's against your boys there, Puss, too. You don't want him on the Seahawks.
No.
Yeah.
No. I would prefer the Seahawks have nobody.
Yeah, of course.
Nobody.
Because that NFC is just going to be Seahawks, Packers.
Bucks.
Bucks, and you know, the Rams might come back. You know, they lost to the Niners. That's a rivalry game.
Well, you could probably beat the Bucks.
No, they...
no.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Nick, sure. But the AFC, that's anybody's game.
Go Broncos.
Broncos.
This week.
Yeah. Excited about your Huskers this weekend, Nick? They play Saturday at 11 o'clock Central.
I'm looking forward to, like, the first 4 minutes.
All right. Going to a bar. Watch that.
I'll be at work.
There you go.
So I'll continue the tradition of
listening
to them get the crap kicked out of them while I'm working.
Is that a tradition of yours?
Yep.
Every Saturday you're going
to be holding onto your red balloon in your cube and just let it go and watch it float to the ceiling.
Don't let it go.
No, it started when Kansas hung 70 on them back in the day.
They did that one year.
Kansas.
Hey, you got a shot Saturday. You don't, nobody knows who's got what, except for the Buckeyes are loaded.
Yeah.
Other than that, nobody knows who's got
what. I don't know. They have, what do they call them on that team? Draft picks?
Yeah, they have a lot of them. Yeah. But no crowd at the Shoe. So.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be harder for the Huskers to make excuses. Yeah.
What about the bars?
Oh, no, Ohio's open like we are.
Over under a number of bars that host a super spreader event this weekend.
Oh, brought that up.
We're going to hear about a half a dozen bars.
Here's that headliner.
That violated code.
Headline in the local rag here.
And a bunch of Go Big Redders spewing their COVID.
Bar owners.
Giving high fives.
Bar owners' excitement for Husker games is tempered by realities of 2020. Now, I didn't read the article because it's not tempered at all. They won't care. Employees, like we mentioned before, might be a little worried about it, but.
I think the Huskers sucking could help that, though, because everybody leaves during the first quarter.
Yeah, they show up.
They'll just drink more.
Right, because I haven't heard any reports out of Wichita or too many people gathered watching the KU game this weekend bar.
Well, once again, it's KU.
The phrase that I looked at that article yesterday, the phrase that bugged me in there was they said they're encouraging people to homegate.
Oh, yeah. How about just do what we all do? We hang out at the house and watch a game.
Now it's called homegating.
But jamming 100 people in your house doesn't help either.
No. I will watch college football Saturday with me and my wife and my son a little bit.
But, as we found out earlier, the second favorite child.
Only because the first one doesn't do anything wrong.
Doesn't matter.
I know.
Still solidly second.
I just wish the season had started sooner because it would have cleared out the golf courses on Saturday, and it's really not golfable this Saturday.
No, it's going to be a little cooler this weekend.
Unless I head to Wichita. Yeah. No. I think they're going to be nice.
Are your kids aware there's a ranking?
Of what?
The order of...
No, but this was a joke you always did with Todd for years before I even had kids. He would rank his kids when they were just really little. and then we joked about earlier about now they're grown up, but he still ranks them. No, they got this idea that I like my son and my wife likes my daughter, and I told my son, I said, no, you got that wrong.
I like her too.
I like my daughter too.
It's flipped around.
That was my joke to him. I said, no, you got that wrong.
You're no one's favorite, son.
No, since there's only two, it's pretty easy to like them close. But I think if you have more, and Todd had four biological, five actually, but he didn't talk to the Adams.
Two fake.
Adams last, and two kids that he raised that were not his biologically, yeah. So he's basically a 70th to rank. And we know who's always last.
Yeah, that'd be a lot to keep track of.
The one he abandoned. Yeah.
It is. It's a constant tally.
Craig said he has two, but he said there are others receiving votes. You know, he doesn't rank them, which was a great line. And Puss doesn't rank anybody because his daughter's his best and his worst kid on any given day.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she's not the favorite, that's an issue.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends. Sometimes she's my favorite. Sometimes she's the least favorite. You know, it happens. Yeah. You know, depends on what she's done lately.
Right. Makes sense. We are celebrating World Menopause Month.
Oh, Jesus. Celebration?
Celebrating.
We all put up with it.
It's not like we have a choice.
Yeah, I don't think we suffer physically as bad from the menopause.
Oh, no.
I don't get, the sympathetic hot flashes.
No.
Although I get hot flashes. They're just not menopause sympathetic.
Well, that's when you pull in the tequila in the sixth inning. That's when the hot flashes start showing.
You got to take your hat off.
That's right. You got to take that damn hat off.
107 with a hat, 92 without. Really weird. His temperature fluctuates a lot.
You're really not exaggerating that much.
107 to 92. Neither one is good. Should be in the middle somewhere.
He's either hospitalized or hypothermic.
This is how crappy my thermometer is. And I get home the other day.
Well, take it out of your butt.
Take my temperature. It's like 100. So I said, well, I'll take the hat off.
100?
Yeah.
And, you shouldn't be sitting here if it's 100.
With the hat.
Get a new thermometer.
Or a different hat.
Hat off for a little while. Yeah, the hat may be too warm.
Yeah. Is it fur lined?
It's 98. And then I step outside for a minute. It's a little cool outside. I come back in. Oh, you're 96, which I think is almost hypothermic.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Anything below 95.
Yeah. Okay.
But 96 ain't good either.
No, 96. Oh. I think there's many mornings where I come in here and do the little temperature.
Oh, I didn't know we do that.
97.
I think still up there.
97.1.
Yeah, but if it's just 95, shouldn't I be shivering?
Yes. Well, you should be in the hospital.
Yeah. If you're below 95, I think technically you are hypothermic.
I think you need a new thermometer.
I think so, too.
It's digital, right? It's not the old mercury thing, right?
Yeah, well, I think the fact that it's on the forehead.
Oh, you don't want one for your mouth?
No.
I have one for the mouth.
I got to get one for the butt. Do you still make ones for the butt? My butt stays at a pretty consistent temperature. I don't have a butt hat.
You can put anything up there if you're adventurous enough.
Yeah, I think those things are good three ways.
Yeah.
And you do have a butt hat. It's called pants.
Yeah, but they're looser than that hat.
Yeah, there's a little
You mean my mouth thermometer can be shoved up my ass, Craig? I think there's two different things.
Oh, really?
Of course.
Yes. Or under your arm.
I've heard,
I knew the arm bit. You do that with babies, yeah.
Oh, I thought there had to be a special configuration for the rectal thermometer.
Had a head on it or something.
That's just, and I learned this phrase fairly recently, that's just mother's way.
Ooh. What, the armpit or the butt?
The butt.
Really?
That's referred to as mother's way.
I don't remember my mom ever sticking a thermometer in my ass.
That's because you were very young.
Yes.
Oh, I remember.
She has to stop once you're into it.
Yeah.
Good point.
Speaking of that, is your dad happy? The Pope says he's allowed to exist now, and people are actually. This narrative pissed me off so bad yesterday. We haven't talked about this since right in the beginning of the show. A lot of libtards on my Facebook were all happy that the Pope said, hey, civil unions and gay people should be able to exist and be free. And I said, screw that. First of all, it's called marriage, and call it marriage, Pope.
Should have happened a long time ago.
And second of all, I don't care what you say, we're allowed to hug our gay friends now. No, they've always been good with most of us.
Yeah. No, I haven't talked to him about it.
And people were, I know you wouldn't talk to him about that. And people were
typing
in.
Well, I'm sure it'll come up, but I haven't talked to him
since I saw the news. Baby steps, Tyler. Baby steps. No.
It's not
allowed to get married. Marriage. And probably, if you're a Catholic gay person, how about in the church?
Right.
Now, I know he did something, but and then when I did, the only thing that made me happy that he did this was I saw a archbishop back east somewhere, I think New England, New Hampshire somewhere, saying, nope, it's still against God's law being gay. So he's actually fighting the Pope now. I said, I knew the horrible Catholics would show up.
He also said, just because he said it in a documentary doesn't make it fact.
I heard that too.
Or doesn't make it a law.
Yeah, so they're fighting. So, but don't give him, don't.
So what he actually said was, he says that same-sex couples have a right to be part of a family because they are children of God.
Speaking of children in the Catholic Church.
That's what I said. I also said that on the, I said, and stop playing with boys too.
Right. That should be the first thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the Catholic Church says anything about anything. It should be like, what about banging kids? Right, are we? Are you done?
Let's start with that. Let's correct that. Yeah, way too much props given for him saying that. Now, it's good he said it because it could have been the guy that says gays are still bad. But
no, it's way better than
it's
that.
It's called marriage, and we've moved past you guys.
I saw somebody make a point online yesterday, too, that it'll help the perception of that, like, worldwide, because there's a lot of places, around the globe.
But there's going to be a lot of people that think the Pope's wrong, including that archbishop from back east. Now, we don't care. None of us are Catholic. We give a crap.
No, Nick's right. There's a lot more cultures that are way more homophobic than ours.
Oh, yeah, there are. There definitely are. Oh, no, that part might be good. But telling us that...
Well, it's also like, of course.
Yeah, well, no.
It's sad that that's news.
Yeah, it is sad as news, right?
When you walk into Taco Bell and be like, tacos are good. Yeah dude.
Yeah.
They pick, of course.
Yeah. You're allowed to hug your gay friends.
Gay people are people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Welcome to 2020.
Yeah. And stop banging kids.
Within the next 5 years, the big three automakers in Detroit are expected to produce 100 new electric vehicle models.
That's good news, man.
Pussies.
GM will have 20 in 3 years. Ford is at 14. Analysts say electric vehicles won't be the majority of what's on the road until 2050. But still, we are moving in that direction.
That's good. I want coal vehicles to come back, though. Vehicles that run on coal. That's the future.
Oh, not the, steam?
Steam.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I'm going to buy me a steam locomotive.
Steampunk.
And demand
it's
that
coming
they
back. It's coming back.
Build tracks. Yeah. More tracks for my steam locomotive. Just tracks to my favorite destination.
Right, right.
But the pool and the track?
They are making them cooler looking, you know. We mentioned that yesterday. We were talking about that new electric Hummer.
I thought
who's
he was
not in favor of that.
I know.
Who would turn down
an electric Hummer? Nobody.
Well, for $80,000, I'd have to think about it a little bit.
Oh, they're over 100, aren't they?
It started at 80.
The starter's one was 80. Yeah.
Yeah.
The cool one was 112.
Crank windows and AM radio only.
Right.
That would suck to have all that technology in an electric vehicle. You have to roll the window down with the handle.
Cloth seats. Yeah.
According to a study published in the journal Scientific Reports, you are most attractive to someone who resembles you, to someone whose face looks like yours.
Well, most guys don't want a woman that looks like themselves.
No.
Yeah, I pity a woman that looks like me.
I remember remember when Jagger was younger, he married Bianca. They looked a lot alike. And it was like he married himself. It was a big joke at the time in the early 70s. Is that just, you mean you're both darker complected, that kind of thing?
I've given you the information.
Two brunettes are attracted to each other, that kind of thing.
Someone whose face looks like yours. Use human judgment and facial recognition software to assess the similarities.
No beard.
Yeah. So yeah, it's probably,
you want a beard.
It's probably bone structure and things like that if they're using facial recognition.
Yeah, it's weird though.
It is.
But again, I think...
What they were looking into and was whether or not people who have been married or have been together for 100 years start to look like each other.
Well, we always think
that. I've heard that before.
The opposite. They start off looking like each other.
Got it.
That makes more sense.
Well, what happens, I think, with older people is what I see is a lot of them start wearing their hair the same way. If the guy still has hair... and the woman starts cutting it like the guy. And they both, by the way, for some reason, get the same glasses. You've seen those older couples.
Yeah.
They both favor the same kind of glasses. The woman's hair gets shorter because she gets older. She looks like the dude a lot. I've seen that a lot.
Yeah, it looks like they evolve and, you know, the faces morph into the same face.
It does a lot.
Yeah. But, you know, that's over time. That's people who have been together for years and years.
But Craig,
they actually started that way.
And then as they get older, they can start to evolve into each other.
Right. Let's do what we can to look more like each other.
Then they get a dog that looks like them, too.
Yep. That's a funny bit, too, when you see that.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Tonight, it's the Giants, the New York football Giants, visiting the Philadelphia Eagles.
That sure looked good preseason, didn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. The Giants were not picked to do well. The Eagles were.
Still, it's a rivalry game, and they thought the Giants would be decent.
Yeah, the Giants are now 1-5. The Eagles are now 1-4-1.
That division's a wasteland.
Tearing it up.
They were talking about, you mentioned the football team, the New York football Giants. They were talking yesterday that they think the Skins are going to keep that name, just Washington football team.
Yeah, do it like soccer teams.
I don't like the trend. If they do it, I'm fine.
Oh, come on. They've got to – it seems to me like, if nothing else, they are maximizing profits here.
I agree with you,
because they give them 2 years to sell – 2 or 3 years to sell this particular era of football.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm not sure I agree.
The W's and whatnot. People like it.
I'm not sure.
And then you bring in a name, and then you got to sell that stuff.
Yeah, but if you're a Washington football fan, are you even buying this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely you are.
I'm not.
Sure. Yeah, because it's cool looking.
It's cool. Yeah. It is.
Washington football team looks cool.
It just does.
But knowing damn well I'm going to have to buy new.
That's the point. You're going to.
Oh, they are. People love their teams.
Yeah, the stuff they're selling now is going to be a lot cooler than something that says Washington Renegades
That's what they were saying, though, Nick. They were saying, I agree with Craig. I think they probably will eventually change it. But Kornheiser and Wilbon, they're both from they both worked in D.C. their whole lives, basically. And they think, no, the trend, they're going to keep it this.
That's good. If not, they're going to call it something dumb.
Yeah, because a bunch of
that's what they're saying. Yeah. Anything would sound dumb now at this point because the Redskins, they liked, although we knew it was racist, they've changed it. Now, you're right, Renegade.
The Red Tails or whatever they were talking about. It's all stupid.
Aren't there any number of teams in Major League Soccer that are just town here? Football club.
Yep. Yeah. Or Union. Ours is the Union. Yeah.
I have an old Vikings t-shirt, you know, from when they were first formed in 1961, and it says Minnesota Vikings Football Club.
I don't think it'll be a trend.
I like club.
I just think it's going to...
You should call it a club instead of a team. Yeah. The Washington Football Club.
Well, that's the FC. Anytime you see FC following a soccer.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, here, there's an FC Dallas, Los Angeles FC, Toronto FC.
Yeah, but it's not going to go that trend's not going to continue. I think one team might keep it. That's it, you know.
Kansas City soccer team is just called Sporting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sporting KC, right.
And it sounds dumb.
Sporting Woody, I like. Yeah.
When they're doing highlights and stuff, you'll hear guys go, well, the Giants and the team were playing.
Oh, don't say the team. Say the Washington football team. Say the whole thing. They're saying the team now?
It's awkward.
Yeah. You can just say Washington, can't you?
I think you can.
Mm-hmm. I like the team, though. Yeah, the team.
Well, that's what they're going to call themselves.
Everybody's a team, though.
Right.
Yeah, but they're the team.
What do they call it now?
The Washington football team.
Well, you're right. Yeah.
What they are.
Any name is going to sound lame now at this point. Unless I don't know. You know.
Kelly's got a good point here. Back to, you marry someone who looks like you. He believes Valerie Bertinelli and Eddie Van Halen resembled each other when they first got together.
Well, their hair looked exactly like each other.
It was the hair.
Yeah, totally the hair.
I'm with him on that. I can see that.
Yeah.
So I always thought that the couples ended up looking like each other because I'd read something that like they exchanged so much fluid over their lifetimes that like the DNA morphs. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
It does. I won't Google that. It's probably wrong, but it does make sense.
I would suggest it is definitely wrong without Googling it.
Yeah, I know. But see, we're going to be like regular Facebook guys. Just put stuff out there.
Well, I've always thought that.
Yeah, oh, really?
Well, I read, okay. Newsweek or whatever.
For a lay person, it makes sense, but I don't think your DNA.
Now I'm like, oh, yeah, this makes
changes.
A lot more sense. They probably just.
I don't think fluid changes your DNA.
I don't think that's possible.
Oh, the latest crap floating around Facebook that people can't bother to look up is what the hell Mark Zuckerberg says you can't put the Lord's Prayer on Facebook.
Oh, man.
So I got to get in there and tell those people this is crap.
You're going to have to trespass against them.
Type in this.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, jeez. I can't even believe someone would say that.
You
horrible.
Say it every day.
It's horrible. No, That's a quote from Kathy Griffin.
Please take 5 seconds to look something up before you post it.
Well, I did that the other day. Somebody said that, hey, if masks work, why aren't homeless all dying? Because they don't wear masks. And I just did a quick Google search before I called somebody an idiot. And actually, no, they're dying at a double the rate. It's a complete fake narrative. I said, no, check it out.
Oh, I'm sure that guy.
Why aren't the homeless dying?
That guy who posted that.
Wow. Yeah. It's not that guy. Not just that guy. There are more guys said that, too.
Yeah, but they're all very plugged in with the homeless community, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I'm sure they know any number of homeless people and are helping them out.
Homeless are dying at a bigger rate, actually.
So they saw a meme and assumed it was true.
Sure. That's what it is.
It wanted to fit their anti-mask narrative.
Right, that's true.
That's what it was.
They see somebody posted up that Mark Zuckerberg's banning the Lord's Prayer.
Suck it, Jesus.
No,
First of all, I got really disappointed because I was just about to post the Lord's Prayer up on my page.
I bet you were.
Then I looked it up.
I bet you were.
And they said, no, that's cool. Mark Zuckerberg said nothing remotely close to that. So what ass that came out of, I don't know.
He's a Jew, Todd.
You got
to remember that.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Jew. That's a character, by the way.
Right.
Shut up, Nick. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.